here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, I am doing great. Good to have you. We often talk to your Chief Deputy, Shane Tucker, but we have you this morning, and I'm very excited about it. Let's talk about something that's kind of good, then we're going to talk about something that's pretty painful, and then we'll talk about other stuff. The good thing is you guys are in the process of getting a little bit better, I guess. In the end, it's going to be a substation down in the Midway area, right?
Yeah, correct. We used to be in our – currently, we're in with the fire department over in District 1 in Gulf Breeze, and they're expanding, so they kind of need us to get out so they can get bigger, and we're getting bigger too, so it's kind of a win-win for both of us.
And you have – the property has been identified that you're going to acquire, and the funding has been approved, if I'm right about that. Is that where we're at?
Yeah, I believe – well, I think the funding gets approved this week, but, yeah, if
okay.
We pick the location, it's going to be down on 98 – closer to the zoo, and I think it's a good location for us.
Outstanding. Terrible thing happened yesterday. This is now the second child to have drowned in about a week in the vicinity. This was at Navarre Beach, and this was late last night, right?
Yes, it was, and we've made an arrest in reference to that as well. We've arrested the father of the child for child neglect resulting in death. So it's definitely a terrible situation for that family, but I guess the father wasn't really paying attention, and I don't know all the specifics. I haven't read the reports yet, but I just know he is in custody.
And this was am I right? And again, I know you say you haven't read the rest report, so if you don't know, that's fine. But this was Gulfside and at night, is that right?
No, it was Soundside, and it was at night.
Okay,
it was. Down on the Sound side in one of those canals that come in off the Sound onto
okay.
the island. That's where the child was located, deceased.
Oh, man, that's just terrible. But it's, you know, it's every day. I mean, you know, with a child that age, you know, you just have to be vigilant all the time, and it's so easy. But, I mean, not to make excuses, I'm just saying it's just – it requires that constant vigilance or else, you know, horrible things can wind up happening.
Yeah.
You guys also have had a couple of incidents with, I mean, we don't normally talk about biker gangs as a problem in our vicinity, but this has been a thing recently, right?
It has. We're dealing with two biker gangs, the Pagans and, the Outlaws, and the Outlaws have established a clubhouse in Navarre off 399. And, since they've done that, we've had two incidents. One, both bar fights, and one, the last one in Milton, had shots fired. So it's getting pretty sporty, but we've got some plans to focus on them exclusively. And, you know, basically they break the law. We made, I think, 5 or 6 arrests in the first incident. And then on the second one, we have made a couple of arrests. So they're just going to have to understand, you act like an animal, you get treated like an animal. And that's the way we're going to proceed.
So, you know, obviously everybody's got their own picture of what a motorcycle gang is and what it does. Are these organizations, the Pagans and the Outlaws, are they always involved in criminal activity and this is sort of spilling over into public with the fights? Are they just groups of guys who run into turf conflict or, you know, don't get along well with each other? I mean, what are we even dealing with when we think about them being present in our community?
Well, you are dealing with the turf problem here. The Outlaws and the Pagans, they don't like each other, obviously. And ever since the Outlaws, you know, opened the clubhouse here, and now the Pagans have showed up. So, you know, if the public sees them out and about, just leave them alone. If they do anything illegal, call us and let us get out there and handle it. And trust me, and both gangs know this, we'll take care of business. I mean, we're not going to put up with it.
Is there anything, I mean, illegal about being a member of a motorcycle gang, you know, as long as there's not known criminal activity going on?
Yeah, no, it's not illegal to be in a motorcycle gang at all. You can do that. And don't get me wrong, there are motorcycle clubs that are, you know, that we don't have problems with. You know, there's several clubs that are exclusively open just to military veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is what it is. But then you get an outlaw motorcycle gang. That's what we call them, like these two. And, yeah, they're connected with all kinds of different things, weapons and, you know, methamphetamine and obviously fighting every chance they get. So
how large are these, those two and maybe others that you'd be concerned about? Like, are we talking about, you know, 30 people, 100, 200? I mean, what kind of population are we talking about?
Oh, no. Oh, we're talking in the hundreds. The outlaws have chapters all over the state of Florida.
Oh, I mean here locally, like here locally, how many?
Oh, locally? Oh, I couldn't even begin to tell you because
okay.
They come in and out. We've seen outlaws with bottom rockers from Mississippi to Alabama, you know. So I can't tell you how many exclusively are at this clubhouse. But if I had to guess, I'd say 40 or 50.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, a substantial number, really. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson,
yes.
Santa Rosa County Sheriff. You guys are in the process of rolling out body cameras. We've talked with your chief deputy a couple times about this. Your thoughts as this process is underway? I know it's not something you were completely eager to do, but you believe it's a national requirement coming anyway, and I see that trend going as well. How's it doing here locally?
It's doing good. We're rolling them out in phases, and right now I think we have 40 or 50 out in the field, and we're expected to have everybody in the field to have them by, say, the end of July-ish, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Everybody should have them. So, you know, it is what it is. It's something that's coming, and the scary part about body cams to me is certain groups that when you have a police shooting, and it's on video, and obviously the person needed to be shot, like the girl trying to stab the other girl,
mm-hmm.
They still protest and still want the officer arrested. So sometimes it makes a difference. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, and good for training, obviously, you know, good for evidence. I mean, you know, and even from you guys, I think sometimes people have this notion that cops don't want them because it'll get used against cops, but good cops want to know when there's a problem or a failure or, you know, a bad – I mean, you guys want to know that more than them because it's your reputation at stake, right?
Yeah, and, you know, we have – since I've been sheriff, I don't know how many deputies I've fired or arrested. We don't put up with that. And the thing is, people see, you know, when a bad cop hits the news, it's big news and everybody sees it. But if you look at the statistics, less than 1% of cops tarnish the badge, less than 1%. That's a better record than doctors, lawyers, and probably most other professions. So it's the difference being is when we do something wrong and we have a bad deputy, it gets blown up in the media, which, you know, I don't have a problem with that. They need to go, obviously. But it just, you know, I think it lends to getting in with this trend of, hey, cops are terrible, we need to defund police kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, no, I completely agree with you. If all you ever show on TV is, you know, planes that crash, then people form the opinion that planes crash all the time, and they don't. I mean, it's extraordinarily rare, you know? Same thing with bad cops. It's extraordinarily rare. Hey, last quick question for you. I know a lot of times when you go before the county commission, we're kind of entering budget season now, the ask is, you know, more pay and more positions and many other things. You know, you've been trying to hire outside of the area, which I know has been going fairly well, but I think you're still short on deputies even now. What's it looking like for you coming into budget season in terms of the ask? Do you know yet?
Yeah, we're going to ask for 10 more positions, and then we're going to ask for step raises for all the different positions that we have. So it's going to be a pretty good increase. But, you know, with the way I explain it to the county commission, with our population increase, you know, we have very low crime. Crime went down, I think, 10% in 2019. If you want to keep that trend going, you got to put cops on the street, and that's what we're going to try to do. It's a lot easier to keep it low than to let it spike and get really high and try to bring it back down. That's when it's really hard.
Yeah, and you can't keep building. You know, it's like you can't keep putting in roads and not have greater budget for infrastructure, and you can't keep putting in houses and not have more cops. I mean, it's just that simple, right?
Yeah, our population's exploding, and, you know, unfortunately, not everybody who moves here is a nice person. There's a percentage that are coming here to break the law. That's why they're coming. So, you know, yeah, we need the extra cops. And so far, the county commission has been very, you know, acceptable to my proposal. So I'm not going to sit here and complain about them. They've been they listen, and I think they get the big picture.
Absolutely. Sheriff Bob Johnson, always good to talk to you, Sheriff, in Santa Rosa County. Sir, thank you so much for your service. Thanks for keeping us safe, and thanks for thinking ahead about how to make sure that trend continues. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.